Hey. All right. In California, it is a little past 2 a.m. I could not sleep. I had a YouTube video that I needed to get out to a team, so I came to work super late. But I had a question for you. How many people in your life have you already had your last conversation with? Think about it. When you think about friends, family, loved ones that have already passed, you had your last conversation. More than likely, you wish that there were other things that you would have said. Now, if you think about the people that are still alive, that are part of your life, whether you talk to them on a daily level or you talk to them, just on holidays, what if tomorrow never came for them? What if their expiration date was within the next 48 hours? What would you say to them? How would you make them feel? Would you show them how much you truly love them? How much you are grateful for the fact that they are a part of your life? We take so many great things for granted. We take so many memories and moments and smiles and laughter for granted with the people that we love, assuming that they will be there tomorrow. But what if there was no tomorrow? And the last thing you said to them was the very last thing that they would ever hear from you. Whether it was something happening to you or something happening to them. When you think about your life and how short it truly is, how many lives have you met in your lifetime? How many encounters could have formed real relationships just by staying in touch? How many people do you have in your life that you don't keep in touch nearly as often as what you know you should, but yet you get so used to your daily life that you always say, I'm going to reach out tomorrow. Next thing you know, the holiday comes and tomorrow is already past. And we don't know if we will be here tomorrow. We don't know if the people that we care about are going to be here. We have so many relationships that we go day in and day out, not forming some kind of a bond. And if we had a bond, we don't have to let everybody into our world in order to share all of our trust, all of our honesty, all of our secrets, all of our dreams. But the people that we do share our innermost thoughts with, do they truly know how much we care about them? If a random stranger was to ask them, or say they were interviewed on the news and they were asked, hey, so I hear you're friends with Wendy. So what is your relationship like? When was the last time you guys hung out? What is your friendship all about? What would your eulogy say if that particular person was the person that had to write it? And it's not about making yourself bigger. It's not about making yourself greater in anybody else's eyes. But if you aren't connecting with the other person that you're talking to, if you're not connecting with them on a human spiritual nature, then they're not connecting with you back in return. So these people that are in your life that you call more than just an acquaintance or even the acquaintances or coworkers that you have, what if you were given the chore or the duty to speak at their eulogy? Would you know what to say? Would what you said do them justice in the eyes of their family that is hurting? Did you truly get to know that person? You don't have to share every day with that person. You don't have to go to lunch. You don't have to have coffee. You don't have to share all these innermost secrets. But did you truly get to know who they are as a person and what their dreams are all about? You know, and when you take a step back in perspective, even at almost 2:30 in the morning, you know, on a special trip to work just to get a video out for your mentor, you know, you have to think about what you're grateful for. And if you're grateful for anybody in your life or everybody in your life, it's time that you stand up and you tell them exactly how you feel. Because who knows? They may not know.